Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Hello everyone! Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and we are building a purpose-driven and freelancing business, which I hope is the right tagline. Today's session is all about, let me just switch. I'm using one laptop. So today we are talking about motivating self to work in the virtual assistant world, the 5 secrets to keep on pushing. So if you are watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button as well as the bell to get notifications because we usually go live 1 p.m. Mondays and Thursdays. That's Philippine time. But before we move further, Sis Belle, can you do the honor of our opening prayer?
Yes, sure. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way, so we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoing we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Con and I, and as well as our special guest for tonight, Miss Queen. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our brothers and sisters, that we're building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So there, again, our topic for today's session is all about motivating self to work in the VA world, which is the 5 secrets to keep on pushing. Wow, I memorized that without switching. So, Sis Belle will share with us our schedule, what we do during those days, by the way, guys, as well.
Yes, so good evening again, brothers and sisters. Every Monday and Thursday, Connie and I go live, same time, 1 p.m. Manila time. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone, we're encouraging everyone to join us every Monday. And let's all start the week right by praising and worshiping God. And then every Thursday, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work as virtual assistants. So if you're interested to learn more about online freelancing and learn from also our guests from the different niches and different industries, do catch us live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Manila time.
Yay! So go ahead, Isabel, and introduce our special guest.
Yippee! Our special guest for today is a computer programming graduate who transitioned from being an overseas Filipino worker in Dubai. She started her professional journey as a receptionist, then becoming an executive secretary and a personal assistant. Now back in the Philippines, she wears multiple hats as a virtual assistant and a proud mompreneur. Without further ado, let's all welcome Miss Queen Zabe Gurtisa.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening po.
Thank you again for saying yes to our invitation and of course for spending time with us. Can you share with us your story? How did you, from being an overseas worker, how did you find out about, you know, the virtual assistant world?
Well, actually, I personally would like to thank you guys and Freelancing with Faith for inviting me here. And when I received the message, it gives me, you know, the butterfly all over, not just in my stomach, for, you know, it's the first time having this interview live and sharing it with other people. So the story behind being VA is that I work in Dubai for like 8 years, and when pandemic hits, me and my husband decided to actually go back to Philippines just to visit my father-in-law. But then we didn't expect that God will give us, you know, the greatest blessing of our life. So we figured out that I was pregnant during the time. Okay. And I am so afraid to go back to Dubai and, you know, be alone, because the plan was my husband will going to, you know, stay here with my father-in-law and I'll be going back to Dubai to work. But then, you know, God's plan is really unexpected. So we figured out that we're going to have a baby, and I was scared to, you know, go back during the pandemic and be in my pregnancy journey alone. So that's when we come out on, okay, let's just stay here in the Philippines and we will figure it out later on. So after that was 2020, and I gave birth on 2021 on May, and got my first job after pregnancy on August. So it was really overwhelming that God still provides, you know, even though, because during the pandemic you don't have a lot of resources to get the money financially, but God still provides. And on the exact moment that, you know, we feel that, okay, this is the last money that we have, God gave this role, which is the virtual assistant on this specific company, he gave it to me. So that's why I'm here until now. It's like 2 years and 3 months with the company. Stay with the company. So yeah, that's the story.
Wow, that's, you know, that's so cliche as it may sound, but that's perfect timing, you know.
Yes, actually. You know, figuring it out, like, what if I went back to Dubai and you were, and my husband is in the Philippines, and I had this complicated pregnancy. So what will happen, you know? So that's how you figure out, that's how you understand why God allowed you to stay here in the Philippines with your husband.
Yeah.
Because money, you can get it. I mean, financially you can have it. You can adjust. But having the greatest blessing that God will, you know, provide or give you is much more important than anything else.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was about to say that a lot of our past guests really took the VA route when the pandemic hit. That was really a game changer. Yes. And in your case, it's like milestone after milestone because you have the pandemic to deal with, and then you're having your first baby. I suppose that's your first baby.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
She's 2 now, pandemic baby. Yep.
That's amazing. I would have done the same if that happened to me. I don't want to get pregnant alone, my goodness. In Middle East, I mean, Dubai is better than the rest of the, you know,
Middle East. Money comes easy. Job is, you know, you can how do you call that? Or how you can, what's the perfect word for that? But you can, you know, play with the role. Mm-hmm. It's not that pressured like what we have on the actual work here in the Philippines. So, and besides, the work I left there was very, you know, convenient, and the convenience is there. You know how you already go along with the company and the salary itself. So it's really a huge step for us, you know, not going back there after 8 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, that is good.
That's amazing. So I think some of our viewers will be asking this, was it monetary side? Because we know that having your family here in your own country is, you know, priceless. So the next question is, as of the moment, have you met, I will have to ask, have you met your usual salary or income from when you are working in Dubai compared to working in the VA world?
Well, actually, we are almost there. But then, you know, if you're going to weigh your, if it's like what you said, if it's monetary or on the living side with your family, especially here in the Philippines, it's kind of you have to take a huge step, a leap of faith, actually, even though you're having almost the same salary that you had before on your previous job or on my previous job in Dubai. It's really because financially here, money, like, it just goes through, it's just blue. When you have your salary, you already have your bills. You have to divide it like equally to manage all your expenses, from the bills, from the baby needs, from the food and whatsoever. But yes, it's almost. But then you really have to work hard and add some, you know, business on the side, aside from being a VA.
Yeah. I'm sure in the future, your VA is your business. Yeah.
Claiming it.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just grab my questions. I think I'm forgetting something. Pause. Oh, there. I have a follow-up question which I forgot to ask. Since you said you got your job, does that mean you're working under an agency or you're working directly on a client, with a client?
Well, actually, I can say that I'm working under an agency, but it's a branch from Australia, because the company that I'm working with right now, the main branch or the main office that we have is in Australia. So they just branch out here in the Philippines. So most of our clients came from Australia, and the company itself that I am in or with the agency, it's based from Australia too.
Okay. So given that situation, because I think this will be new, having a child and then transitioning from staying here, what were your struggles when you were doing these things, and how did you overcome it?
Well, that's a really good question. Struggles are, you know, being a VA needs you to focus on your job, actually. And having a baby beside is kind of, not a distraction, but really challenging, because first, when you compare being a VA and working in a actual office, makes you like being a VA focused on a thing, and you are trying to focus more in what you do aside from getting up and going to the washroom. But still, you have this baby on your end, on your side, that you need to take care of. So that's the main challenge. Aside from while you are working outside or in the office itself, you just need to, you know, focus yourself in the whole day without any distractions, like a baby crying beside you or a baby that you need to feed to, something like that. So that's the main struggle that I had and I'm having right now, since she's two and she wants more attention than before, because being a baby, I know that some of your viewers will, or you guys tell it too, that babies, you just need to, you know, give them a bottle and then they can settle on their own. But having a toddler or a walking baby or a human being beside you, she really wants to play with you every time, or hug or kiss or a carry, something like that. So she's looking for more attention. So that's the struggle of being a VA mom.
Oh, I'm sure many VA moms can relate to that. there's a good and disadvantage. It's not really a bad side, you know. There's a good and disadvantage when it comes to actually holding your child while you are working, rather than just in your office and wondering about your child or your children.
After Miss Connie, like when you feel so tired or pressured under some specific task, you just have to, you know, get up like 5 minutes, play with your toddler or play with your baby, kiss them, and then you can go back to work freshly.
My goodness. So since I think we won't be asking some of the questions, because you already, I'm sure the biggest blessing is the is you know, your child, and the reason why you stayed here in the Philippines in the first place. So do you have any favorite Bible verse that you rely on, especially during the trying times?
Actually, I have two. The first verse is, I know it's common, but this is our family verse since I was young. It's Jeremiah 29:11. So for God so loved the world that for I know the plans I have for you. So God says there that everything He wanted on you wants to be He doesn't mean to give you a rough life, but a happy and abundant life.
Yes.
So, and the second one is Ecclesiastes 1:1. So everything has its own time and purpose. So that's me and my husband's verse during those, you know, times that we felt like this is our this is the turning point of our life. It's not always the happy or the joy that you can feel every day in your life. You will always go through the struggles and trials in life, from which, you know, you can later on, when the time comes, you can learn and you can adopt whatever happens in your life, and you will stand strong. So that's our verse.
So for our viewers, if you haven't tried it yet, open the Bible and you can find the verses that are more, actually more practical, and not just practical, it's there for us. You know, it came from God himself. It's his message to us. So feel free to open the Bible instead of just looking on the internet, searching for inspirational quotes. Open the Bible instead. So we encourage you to do that. And by the way, this is a pre-recorded session. So if you have questions, just feel free to share your questions, to ask your questions in the comment section. We will relay them to Queen so that she can answer you. So do not hesitate. Okay, let's move to the next section of our session for today, which is, we can all relate to this topic. So we need all this. Let me go back just to not say the wrong title. So we are going to talk about the motivating self to work in the virtual assistant world. Let's learn the 5 secrets to keep on pushing. Go ahead, Queen, take it away.
Thank you, Po. So here are the 5 secrets, maybe, or tips, I can say, which I've personally figured out during my virtual assistant. I mean, from being a mompreneur to being a VA up to this day. So the number one tip that I can share with you guys is wake up before everyone else is. So waking up early, like at least 4 or 5 a.m., gives you a time to meditate, gives you the buffer to do the tasks that you want to do, like to work out or maybe to cook. Of course, do a devotion. And if you want to dress up, put your makeup on if that's what you wanted, as long as it will boost up your mood or give you this good vibe for the whole day, be inspired to do it. Do it every day. You can also like make a journal or look into your mood board. At least you still have this, you know, time where you can do it alone. You can focus by yourself. You can meditate on your own without any disturbance from being a worker and being a mom itself. So that's the first thing, waking up early before everyone else is. Second thing is keep learning. Being a VA, or some of the VAs have these specific tasks, like you're just doing an admin job, or, you know, being on a point, like you feel that you were stuck in a specific task without any growth since you've been alone at home working. And you don't have any colleagues to talk to, like when we are in the actual office. So I can suggest, or I can give a tip, that you should keep on learning. There's a lot of platforms that we can use. We have this Coursera, where you can learn free. There's this LinkedIn Learning as well, or the podcast. You can listen from the podcast from Spotify or even in the Apple Music. So there's a lot of platforms, free platforms that you can use, or, you know, to learn, to enhance your skills and to learn more, to enhance and to add skills on your for you alone, for yourself. And third thing is time management. As a VA, we used to think that being a busy or working more than the hours that we need to work. Like, for example, I'm working from 6 to 3 p.m. Extending more is, we think that being a busy keeps us ahead on the work or keeps us advanced, competitive in our work life. But things not. It's actually draining us. We didn't notice, but mentally and physically, we feel tired and we don't have enough energy to you know, go out after the day, play with your kids, or have a bonding session with your family. Being a busy makes or feels as good, but being a busy, I mean, is that you can do it on the other way, where you can, aside from being a busy, you can, you know, regain or restore your strength mentally, physically. You can play with your kids or stand up in your desk, go out, cook, have a time with your family. At least, you know, being tired from work replaced from being tired from having this world outside work. So that's the third thing that I can give you guys. You can do as well. This is what I'm doing. It's a 25-5 rule. Whereas I have this alarm, or you can use your phone to alarm. I have this 25 minutes of focused work without any disturbance. Just focus 25 minutes, and then I will get up on 5 minutes just to walk around here or play with my kid or just scroll on my phone. And then after 5 minutes, I'll get back to work again. Doing this 25 minutes of focused work. So that's what I'm doing, 25-5 rule. It helps me, and I know it will help you too. Instead of, you know, sitting whole day in your chair, bringing your food in your chair, the time management tool doesn't stay like that. You have to, you know, balance everything. Fourth thing is that do not live by others' approval or recognition. Being a VA makes us extra competitive. At first, when we feel that we are on the spotlight, we are eager to do impossible things or, you know, extend as many hours as we can. But if the spotlight fades away or move to another person or to another employee, we feel down, we feel lazy, we start to procrastinate. And it's not good because our self-worth and self-esteem is being, you know, banished by that point. So I remember a quote from one of the podcasts that I'm following. It says that emotion is the sanding before you paint. So it means that if you're emotionally down, and you feel doubt on yourself, the result of what you are doing is not as productive as you can. So we need to live by our own means, regardless if there's no any external recognition. Let your work speak. So that's the fourth thing. And the fifth rule or the fifth tip that I can give is always believe in yourself. Believing in yourself, because this is the root. It's the root point. When you have a self-confidence on your own or a self-esteem on your own, when you believe that you can do it amidst of the, you know, the negativities all around you, everything will follow. And believing in yourself, you can do all the other four, the 1, 2, 3, 4 that I've suggested, or the tips that I've suggested, is the root as well. That, you know, going through life is not as easy as 1, 2, 3, but you need to have this sort of point that you know where to put things through one by one instead of having them or grabbing them all at once. So first, as I've said, you have to wake up before everyone else. At least you have your time. And second, keep learning. It's for your own sake as well. And not to be stuck on the work that you've been doing all day. And third, it's time management. Do the 25-5 rule. 25 focused work and 5 just relaxed walk scroll on your phone, play with your kid or whatever. Fourth is do not live by others' approval or recognition. And the fifth is the root of everything, believe in yourself. So that's the five tips that I can share with you guys working as a VA and as a mompreneur.
Thank you for sharing.
Good reminder.
Yeah. I think the number one is the most challenging one. Wake up before everyone.
Well, actually, yes. Yeah. Since like I'm trying to woke up like 4 a.m. because
wow.
When I first did that, I had this time on my own to meditate, write everything that I wanted for the whole day, you know, have a breakfast freely without, you know, any disturbance, without a kid that you have to feed or dishes that you have to clean. So just on your own meditating, something like that. So it's very it's a good start for the whole day.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing. Now we're moving on to the next section, which is the fast Q&A round. So, Sisbel, it's your turn. Yeah.
Yes, this is what we call the fun round. So we'll get to know Miss Queen better through her answers. So first question, cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Able to talk to animals.
The last movie or series you watched?
Aquaman.
Your LSS song?
Saving Grace by Hillsong.
Aww. Teleportation or flying?
Flying.
The last book you've read?
Last book I've read, I haven't read the book a while because I chose to listen on podcast. Mm-hmm. But the last book that I've read is, Get Smart.
Oh.
Yeah.
The top three people that you follow?
Top three people, you mean influencers or...
Anyone.
Okay, my mom, of course. Second is top three people. Tony Robbins, because he have this inspiring podcast with his family, where you can hear all the inspiring stories and other, you know, about life. Mm. And third. I can say that's it. I don't have the third one. Sorry.
It's okay. Okay, next question. Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Summer.
Favorite day of the week?
Friday, of course.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
And then last question, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask him one question or say one thing, what would it be?
That's a tough one. What would it be? Lord, am I going to reach 70 at least?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are also curious about that. So with that concludes our fast Q&A round. Thank you for playing.
Yes. Any last piece of advice to our aspiring VAs or aspiring freelancers?
Well, actually, I just figured it out like two nights ago. Yes. I was playing with my baby, and at the same time, the YouTube is on our TV, and it's from the Super Simple song, And while playing, I've heard this over and over again, that if you want to give up, try again, keep on swimming. So it gets through me like, okay, wait, maybe. So it's a group of sea creatures, and there is a battle who's the fastest. And there's this one turtle, where we know that turtle is one of the most slowest animal in the world. And he wants to give up. But then on the side of him, there's a lot of other sea creatures cheering him up and saying that don't give up. And there's this background music singing, if you want to give up, try again, keep on swimming. If you are ready to quit, try again, keep on swimming. So my attention was caught. And I remember that during those days, God is putting up people in our lives which is by purpose. Some, they are the instruments. They may be the moral support people or the inspirational people, or maybe those people are the ones who look up to you as you go through your journey. So at the end of the race, our impact is spread out to different people who's rooting for us, who's cheering for us. So when the turtle finishes race, everyone was happy. And that's what God wants us to be. Even on our child's days, even on the times that we feel like we're alone and we want to give up, there are these people that we sometimes getting blind to see that they are rooting for us. They are cheering for us. They wanted us. God put them to let you feel that you are not alone in your battle. You have me, and you have these people around you. So God is providing tools and materials, which are those people around us as we go through our journey. So that's the last thing that I can say.
Thank you. I just remembered Doris. Keep on swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, this is a pre-recorded session. So if you have any questions to Queen, feel free to share them in the comment section. We would like to hear from you. We will relay all those questions to Queen so that she can answer you directly. I'm in another place. I haven't brought my book with me, but if you want an actual workbook on how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to visit conizabala.com/VABook to get to know more information. But before we end, let's have a closing prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, Queen and her family, and all of their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay.
I think we also have to ask Queen if
oh, yeah. something to promote. Sorry about that. Something. Go ahead.
Yes, by the way, if you guys wanted to try our new product, it's a family business actually, done by my husband and our family friend. We call it Meeballs. It's a mushroom made, it's like something like chili garlic, but the main ingredient is mushroom. So it's healthy. Yum. It's healthy. If you want to something spice up your meal, you can try this one. And you can get it we have Lazada. You just search Meeballs General. So you can try and rate our product too.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes. So for our viewers, the link is in the description. Feel free to connect with Queen or visit the website or whatever page she has.
Feel free to connect just with her. Search Nibong.
Yeah. Order for Mrs. Cons and then ship it. Pasabay.
Yeah, soon. soon. So again, if you have questions, you can also share with us your biggest takeaway. We hope that you learned something from this session, and we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session. Again, feel free, even if you're watching later, feel free to ask your questions. We will relay them to Queen. And again, see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session, or on Thursday for another VA or freelancing topic. So any last messages, Mel?
Just keep swimming. that pretty much sums up my message.
Again, thank you so much, Queen, for joining us, for saying yes. We hope we can invite you again soon. So bye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.